I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's like, okay, I have an inner hater. We all have the inner haters. Like, let's acknowledge them, but also be like, okay, today's not my day to absorb this energy. I'm gonna shut it off. I'm gonna go focus on my shit. I'm gonna go work out. I'm gonna go do some self-care. I'm gonna go get away from the screens. I'm gonna go back into nature. I'm gonna go think about how fucking blessed and lucky I am, because that's what's important. And then we'll get back to it when I'm feeling like a boss bitch again.
You're listening to Yo Quiero Dinero, a personal finance podcast for the modern Latina. I'm your host, Janice Torres, award-winning Latina personal finance expert. I didn't always have my financial shit together, but when I started looking for POC-friendly personal finance podcasts, I couldn't find any. And so Yo Quiero Dinero was born. On this show, I'll show you how to make dinero, how to keep your dinero, and most importantly, how to make it grow. Each week, I'm connecting you with the most brilliant minds in the world of money and business, so you can learn about investing, entrepreneurship, and building wealth. The best part? I'm dishing up all this knowledge with a sassy side of sazón. So if you're ready to be poderosa with your dinero, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in.
Before we hop into today's conversation, I want to remind you to follow us on social. If you're loving this podcast and you want more community, you want to find out more about our events and all the stuff that we have going on behind the scenes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere else you love to hang out on the internet. If you're loving this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a review if you listen to us on Apple. It's the easiest way to share our podcast with people that you know and love, and it helps us get discovered by amazing listeners like you. So take a moment, leave us a review, share us with your friends and family, subscribe so that you never miss an episode, and make sure to check out our blog, YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com, where you can sign up for our email list and you'll never miss an episode. Plus, you get exclusive invitations to our live events, special discounts for our digital courses, and as always, our best personal finance tips and advice to help you be poderosa with your dinero. Thanks for listening. Now, let's get into the episode. Hola, mi gente. I'm here for an impromptu live that was spurred by conversation that I had with a one-on-one client. So we were talking today about her launch, about her product, about how to optimize her offer, make more money in her business. And I was asking her about her previous business activities. Hello. Hi, everybody. So, yes, the title of this live is Why Her, Not Me, or Why Them and Not Me, because this is a conversation that I was having today with a client around their business goals. And one of the things that kept coming up is like they were comparing themselves to the success that they see other people creating, and they're asking themselves, why can't I do the same thing? So just for some context, this person is a coach. They offer a service, they offer a course, and it's in an area that a lot of people are creating content around in money. And she believes that she's a failure. I'm like, well, what tells you that you're a failure? She's like, well, I only had 20 people sign up for my program, and someone else is having hundreds of people sign up for their program, and we're teaching the same thing. And it made me realize, like, how toxic our brains can be, right? Like how toxic our brains can be that it will tell you that 20 people signing up for your program is a failure because this person has 100 people signing up for their program. Mind you, you know, they're on two different wavelengths, started two different businesses, have two different communities, have two different ways of teaching, have two different ways of showing up on social media, two different ways of building community, but they're comparing themselves to somebody because they are offering, quote unquote, the same product. And so it got me thinking about times when I have told myself, like, you know, why are them, not me? Why are they experiencing this level of success and I'm not experiencing this level of success? And I think it's first off important to understand that, like, jealousy is a human emotion, right? It's like one of the seven deadly sins. And so it's one of those things that we're always going to feel at some point in our lives when we take a look around and see, like, where everybody's at and what everybody's doing. That's going to happen in life. That's going to happen in business. That's going to happen anywhere. Like, you could be jealous of somebody's relationship. You could be jealous of how much money somebody has. You could be jealous of how somebody looks, right? It's normal. We're human. So first off, let's acknowledge that we feel those emotions and it comes up a lot. Now, in the context of business, what I think a lot of us tend to do is compare our business, the money we were making, to somebody else, and thinking that if we're not achieving the exact same thing that that person is achieving, then somehow we are a failure. And so I asked my coaching client, what is it about getting 20 people to register for your program that is a failure? Because these are 20 people who believed in your product. These are 20 people who gave you hard-earned money. And these are 20 people who were like, you are the person that I need to work with in order to learn this thing. So what is a failure about that? You made $8,000. What's a failure? Like, what's the failure? And it was, she's like, well, it's because this person has hundreds of people signing up for their program. And I'm like, okay, but like, why are you in competition with them? Who said you're in competition with this other person? They're not doing anything for your business. So why are you comparing your business to them? Right? And it's just like, this comparison trap that we get into is so dangerous because it will make things that objectively are a fucking success, and getting 20 people to sign up for your digital program is a success. I don't care how many followers you have. Like, getting 20 people to give you $500 to learn a program, to learn a system, to learn a process will, like, what is the failure in that? Thank you. Okay, yes, paranoia will destroy you. Paranoia and comparison, okay? Comparing your journey to somebody else is the quickest way to derail and self-sabotage anything that you're doing. So we almost have to be like, you know, the horses in the race. Like, put the fucking blinders on. Because if you're really gonna be out here showing up and saying that you're a failure as a business owner because you're not doing what this person's doing, you're not even paying attention to all of the successes that you have, right? Somebody who's able to make $8,000 on a launch when somebody else made $50,000 on a launch doing their own shit, that's not a comparison. You're not selling the same product. You're not selling the same experience. You're not selling anything that is related. You are you, and that person is them, and their journey is theirs, and your journey is yours, right? And I just want to reiterate to you, like, if you are feeling like you're not doing enough, like you're not winning fast enough, like you're not making any money, or like you're not, things aren't happening fast enough, I want you to really start to think about, like, where are those beliefs coming from? Are you putting an unnecessary amount of pressure on your goals to achieve something that you think you need to achieve in order to reach success, right? Like, who the hell said that you need to have $100,000 business like the first year in business? Who said that? It took me like 4 fucking years to make $10,000 as a side hustler. So how is it that you are a failure when you made money in the first year of business? Because this is my client. My client has literally made $30,000 in her first year of business. And she's like, I'm a failure because it's not a $1 million business. I'm like, ma'am, can we zoom out, please? Can we really think about objectively how many people would be so fucking excited for making $30,000 in their first year of business? Really? You know what I mean? So comparing what you're doing to somebody who's been in the game longer, who has made different investments, who has had different amounts of support, assistance, resources, like, you can't compare the journey. You see somebody's final result and you think that y'all are in the same race, but you don't actually know, like, what they have in their toolkit. You don't know what they have in their toolkit. You don't know who is working for them. You don't know how much money they've invested to get to where they are today. You would not know how fucking long it took them, how many failures they had, because nobody publicizes that shit. All you see is the wins. All you see is the wins, and then you're out here comparing your fucking struggle with no context. With no context. Absolutely. I love y'all. Y'all are hyped up in this chat. I'm here for it. Exactly. $30,000 in a year. Like, can we stop seeing anything other than a six-figure business as a failure? Because I know damn well most people's lives would be changed by making an extra $10,000 a year through a side hustle. If you found a way to make another $5,000 a year that could help you pay off a credit card, or could help you pay off a car note, or could help you accelerate your mortgage payment, that's a fucking win. Okay? We don't need to be out here striving to create a million-dollar business in 2 days. Can we not? Can we not? Because these, I want to share with y'all a couple of tips that I have to get you out of the spiral of comparing yourself and thinking, why them, not me? Okay? Yes. When did six figures become the benchmark? Okay? Exactly. It's like, if you weren't even making six figures in your fucking career, why you need to make six figures as a business owner? Why? Because you think that that's the only way that you can call yourself successful? No. No. Okay? All right. So let's talk about some of the tips that I have for getting out of this comparison trap of, like, why them and not you. Okay? First of all, our stories are completely fucking different. Okay? Our stories are completely different and hella personal. So what happens and transpires in somebody else's life is probably meant to be completely different than how your life is supposed to pan out. Our journey is our own. Okay? It is going to be unique. It is going to be different. And that is okay. It's not just okay. It is amazing. Okay? Like, embracing the idea that your story is meant to unfold in the unique divine way that the universe has written it. Like, embrace that shit. Because at the end of the day, unless you're a fucking clone of somebody else, you are not going to have the same experience. You are not going to have the same journey. You are not going to have the same struggles, the same story, the same anything. Okay? We cannot compare ourselves. We cannot. Okay? So that's number one. Number two. It is 1000% okay to feel those feelings and to feel shitty in those moments where you're just like, oh God, why is everybody winning but not me? First of all, ain't nobody winning. People are just showing the highlight reels, especially here on social media, okay? Ain't nobody winning all the time. It's statistically impossible, okay? So if you feel in a moment where you're just like, I can't take everybody winning and it's exhausting and I'm tired of being feeling like the only one that's not winning, I think it's important to understand that feeling an array of emotions as a human being is normal, right? And it is proof that you're human. So congratulations. That's number one. It is okay to feel disappointed. It is okay to feel like an imposter. It is okay to feel like, what is the point? But I invite you not to linger and live in that place, okay? Because it will continue to feed itself. It's almost like a cancerous tumor that becomes embedded in your aura. When you show up in the world always feeling like, what is the point? So you are going to continue to attract the not enoughness energy if that's what you want to put out. So if you want to live in that space, just understand that that is going to become your entire life. Is not enough, feeling unworthy, feeling like nothing's happening for you. Yeah, because like, why would the universe reward like that type of negativity? Right? Like, that's how you're going to show up in a space. That's how you're going to interact with people. That's how the world is going to show up for you, in that lack, in that scarcity, in that what is the fucking point energy. So I want you to keep your head up. In those moments where you're feeling that way, I invite you to like become hella introspective. Okay? So eliminating the triggers that are making you feel that way, whether that is social media, whether that is following certain people. Like, I mute people on social media who are just irking my spirit because I'm like, I can't handle all of your bullshit right now. Okay? I can't handle you in the Maldives. I can't handle you with your seven figures. I can't handle you And that's it. Like, it's like, okay, I have an inner hater. We all have the inner haters. Like, let's acknowledge them, but also be like, okay, today's not my day to absorb this energy. I'm gonna shut it off. I'm gonna go focus on my shit. I'm gonna go work out. I'm gonna go do some self-care. I'm gonna go get away from the screens. I'm gonna go back into nature. I'm gonna go think about how fucking blessed and lucky I am, because that's what's important. And then we'll get back to it when I'm feeling like a boss bitch again. Okay? So that's number two. Are you part of the 80% of people who hate their job? If you're like a lot of people who got their first taste of remote work during the pandemic and now you want that to be a permanent lifestyle option, listen, I absolutely understand why you feel that way. Remote work changed my entire life. Being able to work from anywhere, earn money from anywhere, decide where I want to live without being chained to a desk is so powerful. And that's exactly why I created the Freedom Summit, a virtual 6-day event that's happening this month. June 20th, the party starts. We're going to be talking all things remote work and remote living. So if you want to spend more time with your friends and family, save money on commuting, pivot out of a career that has you feeling overworked and underpaid, you want to learn how to translate your existing skills into an in-demand career that makes bank, maybe you want to start a side hustle that you can do from anywhere, you want to have the most flexibility that you can to create the perfect work-life balance, you need to be at the Freedom Summit that starts on June 20th. You can grab your ticket at yoquierodineropodcast.com/freedom. That's yoquierodineropodcast.com/FREEDOM. And we're going to teach you exactly how to make that pivot into remote work. If you've ever wanted to explore what it's like to be a digital nomad, you want to work overseas, you want to start a digital side hustle, we are talking about all of that and more at the Freedom Summit. So I want to see you there. YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/freedom. The party starts June 20th. And right now you can get your early bird ticket if you purchase by June 10th. We are saying goodbye to stressful offices, wasted time on commuting, fixed schedules that don't allow for any flexibility. We're going to show you exactly how to manifest a remote work life. YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/freedom. I'll see you there.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online store shop phase to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dinero, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dinero now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/dinero.
Now, I truly believe that when we have these moments, right, when we're feeling that comparison and feeling stalled and feeling like there's no point, that this is a great opportunity for you to start doing some inner self-work. whether that is reconnecting with your spirituality, whether that is meditating and journaling and figuring out where the hell those feelings are coming from, because they are not an accident. Those feelings that you have about not enoughness and unworthiness are originating from someplace, from some experience in your environment where you were told you were not enough, where you experienced you were not enough, where you felt you were not enough. So think about that. I want you to really get clear where are those emotions coming from. When I was talking to my client about why they felt like they were a failure, this came out. I want to have a six-figure business because I want to support my mom. I want to make sure she's taken care of. I want to give her all of what she sacrificed for me. And I want to do it now. I'm like, that is a very unhealthy pressure to put on yourself. Okay? And I know as first-gen people, we have all of this stuff that we are trying to undo, unlearn, break cycles, all this shit. But if you're going to fucking kill yourself to get to that place, you ain't going to help nobody. Okay? Putting this pressure on yourself to create the million-dollar business because you're trying to lift up your entire family lineage and you want to do it in a year? Y'all, that's a lot. That's a lot, okay? I invite you to take your foot off the fucking gas a little bit because this is too much. We cannot operate under this amount of pressure, okay? The best ideas you're going to have, the most brilliant aha moments are not going to come from feeling like you got to save the world. You don't got to save the world. You got to save yourself right now. Okay? You got to get to a place where you can actually extend that support. You got to get to a place where you're taking care of yourself, where you're meeting your goals, where you are not continuing to doubt and fester in this, oh my God, it's not happening fast enough. Who the fuck said that it has to happen on your timeline? The universe does not give you the things that you're not ready to handle, okay? The universe does not give you the things that you are not ready to handle. So if you are showing up with desperation and, oh my God, I need this now, you ain't gonna get it. You're not gonna get it. The vibration of energy, of abundance, of wealth does not come from desperation. It's not aligned, okay? Like, you cannot be out here stressed out about money and thinking that you're going to attract money. You have to reframe the shit that's going on up here. And how does that happen? Doing the inner work. Doing the inner work. Showing up when shit feels scary. And stop comparing yourself. Okay? All right. And finally, actually, no. I have two more things. The fourth thing is that when we get into comparison, it's truly because we have forgotten how fucking lucky we are and how blessed we are and how much we have achieved. And I believe that it's normal to feel like you're not making any progress because we are so caught up in thinking about our lives in the day to day, right? Like, what did I do today? And you have to zoom out, right? The same way that people tell you that the stock market goes up if you zoom out enough, you got to look at the wins in your life by zooming the hell out, okay? You got to look at last year's you and 5 years ago you and 10 years ago you to really see, damn, bitch, okay, we did some things, okay? Because when you're caught up in the rat race of the daily hustle and bustle and doing all the things, it can feel like I did a whole lot of nothing, right? It can feel like you did a whole lot of nothing if you're just looking at the daily things, the daily minutia of life. And I promise you, you have accomplished so much more shit than you realize, but you don't give yourself enough time to reflect and celebrate the wins, because that's another thing. Because if you're like me, I was guilty of this for the longest time. I'm just hopping from accomplishment to accomplishment to accomplishment to accomplishment. And I'm like, why do I always feel like this was not as cool and exciting as I thought it was? And it's because I literally never let myself celebrate that win. Okay? How many of y'all have never celebrated your wins because you feel like if you slow down, somehow that's going to be the last win? Don't lie. I know there's some of you on here who have definitely said, you know what? No, it's nice. I'm not going to make a big deal about this because, you know, we got to be humble. We got to make sure, like, we don't make nobody feel some type of way because, I did that thing, but I don't want to talk about it because calladita, you know, let's be calladita. Fuck that. It's me. Exactly. It's me. Okay? I see you. And I am here holding space for you because we are not taught how to celebrate our wins, especially if you are a woman of color, a Latina. Like, we are told, like, go sit in the corner, be quiet. Don't get attention. Don't do the things that are going to make people be, like, talking about you. Right? Fuck that. Focus on all the amazing shit that you've done and celebrate. Celebrate it. Tell everybody. Tell everybody. Okay? Because you have to be your own biggest cheerleader. And how do you become your own biggest cheerleader? By celebrating your fucking wins. That way, you can stop focusing on everybody else's wins. That's why you're focused on everybody else's wins, because you're not even celebrating your own shit. Okay? And last but not least, always trust that whoever you believe in, God, Allah, the universe, whoever, their timing is perfect and always on time. Okay? I know, looking back, that every single thing that has happened for me has happened at the time that I was ready. And so I don't put my pressure on myself to be like, oh, I got to scale my business to 7 figures this year because I did 500,000 last year. Who the fuck said that? Do I need that? Do I need that stress? I sure as hell don't. I'm good. I'm almost like at the point where I'm like, I want to say no to more things. I want to say no to more things, right? And being in that position of knowing that it doesn't always have to be outdoing yourself, and that you can actually get to a place where you are satisfied, that's a powerful place to be. Because it's like you're almost stepping off that treadmill and you're just like, you know what? I'm good. Y'all could be over there doing the most. I'm going to sit over here and enjoy all the fucking things that I've accomplished. Okay? So timing of your life is right on time. You are not behind. It is not too late. It is never too late. Okay? That whole narrative about it's too late because you're a certain age, or because it's certain, you invested a certain amount of time in your career, or you married the wrong person, or you had kids too late, or you had kids too young, or you didn't have any kids at all. Y'all, trust the journey. Trust the process. And know that the universe has not forgotten about you. Okay? The universe has not forgotten about you. The timing is perfect. What I will say, because a lot of us, you know, we get into manifestation and we're just like, yes, I'm going to believe. No, it's not just enough to believe. You got to start taking action towards the shit that you want to happen. Okay? It's not going to fall on your head. The book deal's not going to come out of your ass. The business is not going to pop out of your brain. It's not going to spontaneously show up. Okay? What's going to happen is when you are focused on you, and what you need to do, and your goals, and your dreams, and you take deliberate, consistent action without worrying about what the fuck everybody else is doing, that's when the magic happens. Truly. Truly. When I started really living into my purpose as a business owner, it's when I stopped giving a fuck what everybody else was doing. I said, you know what? 19,000 people got a podcast, but I'm going to show up like this. 20,000 people over here teaching about blogging, but I'm going to do it like this. 20,000 people have written a book about personal finance, but I'm going to write it like this. And that's it. And when you realize that, you're not in competition with anybody. You're only in competition with the last version of you. Okay? So I wanted to drop those gems on y'all. I was recording this as a podcast too, so this is going to come out as a podcast episode because I was like feeling kind of spicy today. But yeah, this was all because of a conversation with my one-on-one client. And I'm like, ma'am, if you actually want to enjoy this journey to entrepreneurship, you're going to have to stop giving a shit what everybody else is doing. Okay? Because whether one person attends your workshop, or one person buys your product, or one person signs up for your webinar, that is one person who is saying, I fucking believe in you. And that is the only validation that you need. Okay? You don't need 10,000 people to sign up for your program.
You don't need to make $1 million to be a successful business owner. You need to change one life at a time. Point blank, period. Okay? If you want to work with me as a one-on-one client, I do have a 4-month package available. And this is how I coach y'all. Like, I will tell you, sis, I'm going to need you to stop doing this shit. Okay? Because that's how I show affection, is by tough love. But it's also because, you know, honestly, a lot of what holds us back is up here. I can give you all the strategies. I can tell you how to launch a program. I can tell you how to become a coach. I can tell you how to start a podcast. I can tell you how to start a blog. But until you believe that you can do that shit up here, there's nothing I can tell you. There's no strategy I can give you. Okay? So working on the mindset is hella important. It is the most important thing, because before anyone believes in us, we have to believe in ourselves. Okay? That radical self-belief is what gets you to places that you couldn't even fucking imagine. So with that being said, I will talk to y'all soon. All right? Sending you love from my casita to yours. Have a great rest of your day. Adios.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you are ready to take your dinero to the next level, sign up for our free 14-page guide, The Financially Lit Latina, the ultimate blueprint for becoming poderosa with your dinero. This 14-page guide includes our best tips on money mindset, budgeting, debt repayment, career, investing, financial independence, side hustles, and more. And you can get it completely free. So to get your copy of The Financially Lit Latina, just head over to YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start. That's YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start, and start transforming your dinero story today. Until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, and stay poderosa. On the Yo Quiero Dinero podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes only and does not constitute accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice. Listeners should not act upon the content or information found here without first seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professional. We assume no responsibility for information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liability with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or misleading or defamatory statements. Usage of this podcast and associated contents constitutes an explicit understanding and acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.